Okay, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Innovations in Education, eSchool News' podcast on the latest and greatest happenings in K-12 EdTech this week. I'm Kevin Hogan, and I'm glad you found us. This week, we look at the importance of community to the work of integrating and maintaining EdTech in schools. The pandemic really exposed the need to improve communications and educate not just students, but also teachers, administrators, parents, and others in order to make these sort of initiatives a success. Let's get started. First, according to results from a national survey from education nonprofit Gradient Learning, educators who use technology as part of their teaching practice report that they are more aware of their students' individual needs, that was a 61% return, and more likely to leverage technology purposely to tailor learning for their students, also at 61%, which is kind of interesting. The Gradient Learning Poll is conducted in partnership with Project Tomorrow, a nationally recognized education nonprofit organization with a focus on understanding the impact of new learning models and interventions on student outcomes and teacher effectiveness. In spring of 2021, the Gradient Learning Poll conducted an online survey of 1,418 teachers and school leaders across the country to better understand their views on the state of education. And as someone who's covered the promise of EdTech for many years, this is a heartening sign that the conversation about computers in classrooms is finally over. Of course, the debate should remain about how to best use tech or best how not to use tech, but this original canard of whether we should just keep classrooms free of technology can finally be put to rest now, I think. You can read more about the survey and even download the thing up on the news feed at eSchool News under the title Teachers Using Technology Report. Next, Lacey Gosh, she's the Assistant Superintendent of Technology at Judson Independent School District, writes an interesting essay called Five Tips to Build Community-Wide Support for IT Transformation. And that's also up on the top news stories for this week. She writes that when everyone understands the impact digital transformation has, IT leaders will have the support they need to bring important initiatives to fruition. She obviously shares five tips. I'll tease you with three. Number one, paint a picture in real terms. She writes, it's easy to get caught up in technical nuances when discussing district needs, but many community members don't understand the depths of technology infrastructure. This requires us to step out of our tech bubbles and change the way we communicate. Tailor conversations to non-technical audiences by painting a picture of how technology investments and lack thereof can and will affect staff, students, parents, and the community at large. Ask yourself, how can I relate to this to an everyday person? If I was a teacher or a parent, how would this impact me? For example, Judson ISD is in the middle of upgrading our camera systems to increase campus security. However, many of our older schools have switches that power the cameras, and they're installed in classroom cabinets that are simply plugged into the wall and easily accessible. Some individuals may not view that as a problem or liability, so I have to outline the ramifications of one individual unplugging a cabinet in order to demonstrate the need. Next, another tip she has, plan for future growth sustainability. Many districts use bond funds to replace systems, which can be very effective, but they need to have a plan to sustain and maintain those systems long term. Every system comes with a cost, so developing a plan to spread those management, maintenance, and optimization costs and spread them out over time is very important. And if we're going to ask taxpayer dollars for IT investments, it's our duty to be responsible and spend wisely. And finally, reduce technology footprint in the classroom. She writes, one misconception about IT is that we believe more technology is always the answer. I always find more technology can mean more problems. Instead of tackling every issue with a new device or app, look for ways to strategically reduce the technology footprint on campuses and in classrooms while delivering the same or better benefits. As an IT team, we are constantly asking ourselves, how can we empower teachers and students with the best learning environments possible using fewer devices? As I mentioned, she shares a few more tips that are well worth the read. Check them out. And finally, a week doesn't go by here on Innovations in Education without at least a mention of school districts' number one issue, cybersecurity. It is an ever-present concern for most of us accessing the internet. Unfortunately, students aren't always thinking about cyber attacks when they access sites for curriculum, research, and entertainment from their one-to-one devices. You know, they're so prevalent now since the pandemic. Schools' exposures to cyber attacks have also greatly increased due to that expanded remote and hyperflex learning environment that we've had to deal with since 2020. I had the pleasure to meet with Betsy Klein. She's a software specialist and team lead at Lenovo,